Greetings, this is Carl, and you are listening to Behavior Up Radio. So interesting to me, this idea of how disconnected we've become in our relationship with money. It used to be that we took I made a thing that I probably cared pretty deeply about, right? Like I was some sort of crafts person. I made a thing, let's say a blanket, right? And then you went out and you gathered some food, right? You hunted and you killed an elk. You brought it back a piece of elk and you traded a piece of that elk for my blanket. And we looked each other in the eyes. And I know this is going a long ways back. Like we looked at each other in the eyes and we exchanged really like a piece of ourselves, a bit of our time, our attention, right? A bit of our life. In fact, Vicki Robbins in Your Money or Your Life refers to money as life energy, life energy. And there used to be this exchange. And I almost feel like we sort of looked each other in the eyes and we traded something, right? And we've moved, so now it's ones and zeros. And there's no real connection. And I think as a result of that, our relationship with money has really become separate, right? Separate. And I feel like until we can graft that back in, right? Until we can feel this sense and at least like pause long enough to feel that sense, like to connect to that idea of like, look, I just traded an hour or two. Have you done this recently for yourself or with your kids? Super instructful, super instructive to do this with kids. You know, when they want to go buy a new pair of tennis shoes, and let's just say for round numbers, tennis shoes are $100 that they want to buy. And let's say for round numbers, they make $10 an hour. Right, to help understand, wait, I just traded 10 hours of my life for this thing. Right? And not in a way that makes me feel like, oh, I shouldn't do it or I should do it, but just purely from a perspective of like, can I connect to that exchange? Can I connect to that exchange? Right? The trade-off of we're going to go on this trip versus spend more time together because we can work a little less if we don't go on that trip this year. I'm working really, really hard to pay for living in this very expensive city and my kids go to a very expensive private school. Well, we could make a trade and live in a different spot. I just discovered that my kids actually like me and want to spend time with me. That's more important than the very expensive school or the very expensive city. We could make a trade. Like just starting to trade, like to understand the trade we're making in terms of time and energy and attention as it relates to money. Because I believe until we can reconnect that, we're going to continue to have this sort of divide, this sense of separateness, this lack of wholeness. And I honestly feel like that's at the root. It's not budgeting apps. It's not the financial pornography network. It's this relationship, right? And so to me, the practical application of that is just simply to ask those kind of questions. Now, partially it's like, oh, come on, do we have to examine everything? But if we want to heal our relationship with money, it probably makes sense to ask a question or two. Like, what trade-offs am I making? Can I just become aware of the trade-offs? No shame, no blame, no bad, no good. Just can I become aware of the trade-offs? Cheers, my friends. Thanks.